Czech President Václav Klaus has just returned from an official trip to Moscow, where he held talks with the Russian leader Dmitry Medvedev. High on the agenda was energy, with Mr. Klaus welcoming the possibility of Russian companies taking part in major power projects in the Czech Republic. While he's become something of a bête noire for the European Union, the Czech president has friendly relations with the Kremlin. So why is Mr. Klaus so pro-Russian? Chris Johnstone put that question to Jiří Schneider of the Prague Security Studies Institute.
President Klaus belongs to those who were definitely keen to have a friendly relations with Russia. He's not alone, not even in this country. He's not alone in Europe. I mean, we see this kind of direction of policy towards Russia among many European politicians. And this, I mean, on a Czech scene, he's quite close to the left, basically, which is a paradox, and his own party, ODS, has a different opinion on that. They're more cautious, they see more risks, not just opportunities. It's not that ODS doesn't see opportunities in developing relationship with Russia. Russia is a natural and partner for most European countries, and we simply cannot turn blind to the scope of economy and also its military might.
Do you think he has a blind spot for Russia? I mean, is it too friendly, his relations?
I wouldn't call it a blind spot. On the contrary, I would rather say that he simply, I wouldn't call it obsession, but Russia is too big, too powerful, just to be neglected. And so it's the contrary to the blind spot. And he's very keen to express this opinion towards Russia.
What is currently at stake in Czech-Russian relations? You mentioned some of the economic issues that were raised yesterday.
Well, the question is, if Russia would play according to the European rules, then everybody would be happy to have more Russian subjects, more Russian companies on the European markets. The problem is that Russia is politicizing economy. It's using energy as a tool of foreign policy, and that's a problem, and that's a concern for those who deal especially with energy security. Another issue is nuclear energy. That was a part of this visit. Russia declared its interest through its company to participate in a tender in developing new nuclear reactors in this country. And not only that, also storage of the nuclear fuel. There is nothing bad in participating of Russian companies. If there will be other participants in tender, it might be even better if we have a competition. On the other hand, everybody in Europe would like to be sure that this is economic and this is not politics. And again, I would say Klaus is playing down these concerns, and he's behaving as if there is no risk attached to economic relations with state companies in Russia. And this is what is debated.
Jiří Schneider of the Prague Security Studies Institute was talking there to Chris Johnson.